Before he'd accepted the job as manager for the Pittsburgh Pirates, a number of his closest friends had counseled him against taking the position. He recalled the phone calls. It was a dead end, they told him. The Pirates hadn't made the postseason in 20 years. Heck, they hadn't had a winning season in that long. The longest such streak of futility in North American professional sports history. Not since the 1992 National League Championship Series, when Sid Bream beat a throw home from Barry Bonds for the winning run of Game 7, had the Pirates played in the postseason. That day when Sid slid home was the day baseball died in Pittsburgh. A lot had changed since those last great Pirates teams. Players, coaches, and executives had come and gone. Attendance declined. The only year-to-year consistencies were the losing and the little money being spent on the club. The revenue gap between large and small market teams had grown dramatically since the early 1990s, fueled by the explosion and disparity in regional television dollars. It meant the Pirates had no high-priced free agents to bolster their roster. The Pirates' opening day payroll in 2010 ranked last in baseball at $35 million, while the average league payroll was $89 million. Their farm system was also hurting due to a series of missed opportunities in the draft, such as in 2002 when the Pirates selected Brian Bullington as the number one draft pick over future stars like Prince Fielder, Zach Greinke, Scott Kazmir, Nick Swisher, Matt Cain, and Cole Hamels. Bullington was just one of several great draft busts in recent memory. Hurdle knew the Pirates had clearly fallen in status to the number three sports team in Pittsburgh behind the Steelers in the NFL and the Penguins in the NHL. Both franchises had recently won championships. Meanwhile, the Pirates had not drawn more than 2 million fans to their stadium since 2001. Hurdle's friends advised him to wait for another job opportunity with a team that wasn't considered among the worst franchises in North American professional sports. But what his friends wouldn't say, although they didn't have to, was that Hurdle had only one more shot to make it as a major league manager. If he lost this job, he was unlikely to get a third chance at managing. He was no longer a young man, having turned 55 in July, so why take a chance in Pittsburgh? He listened to and processed the many reasons he should turn down the job, but still he couldn't. Hurdle had spent the 2010 season as the Texas Rangers hitting coach. He knew that he wanted to manage, not be an assistant. Like most baseball coaches, Hurdle preferred to wield the ultimate power of a coach, filling out a lineup card. He enjoyed leading. He liked having his hands on different aspects of a club, not being a specialist in one area. Perhaps more than anything else, he thought that rehabbing the baseball club in Pittsburgh could be a special story. He enjoyed a challenge. After much deliberation, Hurdle decided he wanted the job. He felt it was the right fit, but he had to convince his wife, Carla, that it was the right move for them. They loved living in Denver, where Hurdle previously managed the Colorado Rockies, so Hurdle had to convince her that Pittsburgh was not just some cold, undesirable industrial city. He could sell her on the city's renaissance. Pittsburgh had made perhaps the most successful transition of all the Rust Belt cities. After the steel mills closed and so many in the city struggled, a healthy medical industry began to develop, along with a burgeoning tech niche. As the coal mines running under the city and its suburban hills quieted, a thriving natural gas industry developed. Home prices had not collapsed, and the local economy had not crashed, as in so many cities across the country in the late 2000s. However, Pittsburgh's baseball club remained in dire need of revitalization. A new stadium, PNC Park, opened in 2001, not far from where the Pittsburgh Alleghenies had begun playing professional baseball in the city in the 19th century. But in contrast to the sparkling new facility, the organization itself had fallen destitute on the field. Could its baseball club enjoy a rebirth like the city? Hurdle believed that it could. He convinced Carla that he was confident he could make things work in Pittsburgh. On November 14, 2010, Hurdle was officially hired by the Pirates. He often spoke of full buy-in to ideas or practices.